How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions, featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio. Hello and welcome to Like-Minded Friends with me, your friend, Susie Ruffle.
And your other friend, Tom Allen. Hi, everyone.
Hello. Hi, everyone. Now, I just want to let people know about sort of Tom's background today. You're in the Red Room, which the actually looks really similar to the people that have listened to the podcast for a long time. Very similar to the cupboard that I used to record in the flat.
Oh, the Bureau de Change, yes.
The Bureau de Change, of course.
I forgot about that happy place.
Similar red background.
I suppose it is, actually.
Yeah.
It's probably the same, I can't remember what it's called, but one of those reds.
Blood red.
Blood red.
That dead was red.
It. Something calming. Like blood. So if I'm a bit echoey, sorry about that. I'm having the upstairs normal room redecorated.
You got the painters in.
I got the painters in, which I think is a euphemism, is it not?
I think it is a euphemism for having your period, yes.
Ah, well, I'm not. No, that's not what's happening.
That's not what's happening.
But how confusing, though.
If you were both on your period and you had the painters and decorators in.
What would you say?
Oh, everyone's here.
Everyone.
Oh, I'm nonstop. Me upstairs, me downstairs. I don't know if I'm coming or going.
You need to see a doctor. Yes.
I don't know why I'm from the East End in this sketch, but I am.
No. Well, I've just done that and I've had me sockets replaced as well.
Oh, Tom, I didn't realise you were talking about that on the podcast. We were just saying before we came on, and then we thought we should probably talk about this on the podcast because this has become accidentally, intentionally, who knows, a podcast about anxiety. But we were saying that you still feel like your house is a work in progress. And you moved in a couple of years before me. How long have you lived there now? Three?
Three. Four. It was just 3 years just gone.
Okay, so I'm 18 months.
Oh,
and
right.
So,
I feel like you've been there longer because you've got stuff on the wall. You've got pictures up. You've got
But
stuff.
Isn't that just me all over, Tom? Like, if I'm going to do something, let's do it now. Let's do everything. Let's get it done. Because what about if we all die tomorrow? I want to know that I've got a picture on the wall.
That you've got a picture on the wall that people will have to take down.
Yes, exactly. I want to create admin for people once I've left this mortal coil.
That's a horrible thought. Don't even imagine.
Sorry.
Yes, I know exactly what you mean, though. But I, on the other hand, was always told, not yet, wait, because you want to be there for a while before you know what it feels like to live there. And then when I've started to change things, like mum's like, oh, I wouldn't go for that colour. Oh, no, I don't like that. Oh, I wouldn't. Well, I, anyway.
But I think that, well, first of all, I think that we grew up in different houses and that my mum is very like me of like, get it done. And my dad's also like, if you fuck things up, don't worry, because we will fuck things up. You'll just be able to change it.
Yes, that's good. Whereas I was told, you don't want to get it. Well, you'll have to pay for it to be redone. That's a huge I wouldn't change a thing. I wouldn't change. Just stay. Basically, my main lesson was just stand still. Keep still. Just keep still, basically, I think.
Be still.
Then you can't stand out and then you'll be fine.
You did stand up because you were a teenager in sort of those, what are those trousers called from the?
Pantaloons.
Pantaloons, that's sort of the word I was looking for. But it's interesting, isn't it, how we carry these things?
Yes. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Caring.
And also, like, if I have one bit of criticism, then I'll absorb that forever. Like,
well, you know, Tom, I'm doing a lot of research, actually, for my book at the moment.
Oh, really, Suze?
Yeah, and I've been talking to lots of experts in anxiety.
Oh, what, beyond us?
I know, people that have like been to uni for it and don't just like chat for 9 years on a podcast.
Oh, yeah.
And that's fear of criticism
is a huge part of anxiety that sort of underpins a lot of stuff, alongside like death anxiety and health anxiety and poverty anxiety. Fear of criticism is a big one. And I really relate to that, because I do find some people can really sort of, you know, it could be water off a duck's back, whereas I like to take everything unbelievably personally.
Of course, like to the heart and soul. And
oh, of course. Yeah. Just someone not wanting a chit-chat while I'm picking up a coffee, I think they hate me.
Somebody walked past me today and I said hi and smiled, and they didn't respond. And I thought, gosh, what a cruel world this is.
How cruel it is to me.
Yeah, how cruel to me. Whereas my dad would be like, oh, shut up. What are you worried about?
Yeah, which as with mine.
Useful sometimes. Yeah, it's useful, that attitude, I think.
Yes, I think so. But I don't know that we can change who we are.
Yes, that's probably true.
I don't know
true,
that we're going
it?
To get to a stage now where we go, oh, okay, I'm going to deal with this totally. Well, where I'm not going to feel these things. I think what you could probably do is go, oh, well, I can deal with this differently.
Very good. Very nicely put. Yeah.
You know, where you can go, okay, well, I know my initial reaction would be hurt, but actually, why don't I make it about that person and go, they're probably just going about their day. And isn't it nice that I am in a position where I can say hello to people and I can be quite jolly? Maybe they're not having quite as good a morning as I am.
And some days, you know, I can absolutely do that.
And other days you're like, fuck off.
Basically. Yeah. Basically. I can't, you know, what's, and it's, I'm the same person, just different hats. I know. We've got to be like a leaf in the stream, but it's difficult sometimes. You know, when you just,
you've got to be like a what in the stream?
Like a leaf blowing along in the stream.
Oh, okay, fine.
And sometimes I can do that and sometimes I can't.
And I think that's okay as well. Talking of leaves in stream.
Yes.
The other day, my daughter, the baby, was in the garden and she shouted, there's an eel in the garden.
Oh my God, what was it?
So we were like, oh my God, there's a snake in the garden. Like, what
is
this?
Oh my God, oh my God.
Anyway, it turns out she just thought the word for woodlouse was eel. Can you imagine the relief?
Oh my God. See.
I went outside with the barbecue tongs. I didn't know what to do.
Well, of course, all those years training for that moment. The barbecue tongs.
Barbecue deal. That's probably a thing.
Oh, I'm sure.
You must have eaten eel.
I have actually.
You love fish. You love weird fish.
I do like, I don't know. I've never had jelly deals or anything as cockney as that.
But, oh, that surprises me. I feel like that would be the kind of thing that you would eat.
Thank you.
In your London upbringing, you know, when you went down London for the day.
Down the market.
Yes.
Well, you know, I have been for pie and mash, but
clang.
But I didn't have the jelly deals on the side. It's not my. I don't know. It's for me. It's not.
What is the jelly? It's not like raspberry, is it?
No, I don't think it's like, but I think jelly is usually created from, brace yourselves, vegans, from boiling up bones. So I think it's the bones in the eel create the jelly. I think, there you go.
But have eels got bones?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think they're mainly like a backbone, aren't they? Yeah, I think so. But I don't know. I'm sorry if you're a...
So when you say like, that person needs a backbone, you could just start calling them, you know... Not an eel,
yeah. Oh,
he's just not an eel.
But not that we should always worry about these things, but I just can hear the tip-tapping on a keyboard of a listener right now, one of our like-minded friends who's doing an MA in zoology.
Yes.
Can't wait to tell us about what the truth is here.
About invertebrates.
Oh, you know they're going to be all over that.
Oh, listen, and I want you to know I care.
Look.
Get in touch. Tell me I'm wrong.
Lesbian Reptile Club was a big part of Susie's life.
As you well know.
But
it wasn't aquatic reptiles, you must remember.
It wasn't aquatic lesbian club, no. Lesbian aquatic club, I thought, was when you joined that Brighton...
the swimming team. Yeah, it is that. Tom, how's your week been? Now, I saw a picture of you and Jeff Goldblum.
Oh, that was quite something. Sarah...
Tell us the story. Go.
Well, I was doing the red carpet with Michelle Visage, which was
clang, 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 clang. For the BAFTAs.
For the BAFTAs, which is quite an interesting experience.
No, let, t- tell me quickly, what is she like? Do we love her?
So lovely.
Really? Yeah. Okay, great. So that's what lovely. I was hoping. Yeah.
And so kind and generous and funny and on the same wavelength as everybody and great.
And generous to work with.
Very, extremely generous. Extraordinarily so, I'd say.
Because I think, I'm sure people that are more performy that listen will know this, but you sometimes have to work with people in the industry who are not so, you know, who really want to be the star and they don't really give you much room to play.
Mm.
But she's not in that camp.
She's not in that camp at all.
Great
to hear.
Couldn't
have been more generous.
Love it. Kinder. Love that for her.
I know that a lot of our listeners will be fans of hers anyway, but she's lovely. So lovely. And it was a nice day, quite intense because you talk to people and, you know, one after the other, but lovely people. So that was nice. And then, like we'd done that and then they wanted us to go straight into watching the ceremony. And I thought, you know, this is a 3-hour ceremony. Mm. And much as it was very enticing. I did fancy a drink and everybody else had one. So when I went stumbling around for this bar and with my pass, I could get backstage, stumbled upon the bar where people were going before they went out to read the nominees are.
Fantastic.
They offered me a glass. And then my friend Sarah M. Lee, Sarah Lee, but not the person who makes cakes. She.
Oh.
No.
Any relation?
None that I know of.
Oh.
Sarah M. Lee, follow her on Instagram. She's great.
Yeah, she's brilliant. I checked her page after. She's what a photographer.
What a photographer. And does a lot of it on a clicky camera.
Oh, called? Love that.
Very cool.
Very cool. Like an old fashioned one.
Kind of, but it's still got at the back. You can still look at the back.
Yes,
to see what it is, and it was her who said, "Oh, excuse me, Mr. Goldblum, I hope you don't mind." And she was so polite about it, and he was just so charming. He said, "Oh, we should sit here. How should we do it? Should we sit here? Or should we sit like this?" Oh, and he was lovely. So that was very
nice. Amazing, because everybody says that about him, how brilliant he is. Yes. You know Georgie Donnelly, she's met him a couple of times through work, and she always says, "Oh, he's so lovely."
Oh, and that's nice.
And isn't that like all you can really dream of? That as soon as somebody talks about you, they go, he's divine. He's everything you want him to be.
If only we hadn't messed everything up on that front. But yes.
Tom, people say that about you.
No, they don't.
They do. They always say, oh, how's Tom?
And you say, still as awful as ever.
Yeah. So still an old bitch. That drunk bitch, I haven't seen her in years.
I know, listen to my voice. Still a horse. But, you know, Susie, I want to apologise because you very graciously brought up a gig that I'm doing for St. Christopher's Hospice, and we didn't talk about the show you did last week at the Comedy Store for the Spread a Smile Foundation that I know you have been a long-term supporter of. And I saw it pop up on Instagram, and I remember doing the show the year before, and it was such a lovely thing to do and such an important charity.
Oh, do you know what? They are just amazing. They're just amazing. They're a charity. If anyone's listening that's got loads of money, or maybe you just want to donate a tenner, you can donate whatever you want, or a fiver. They're a charity that they're called Spread a Smile, and they take entertainers into hospitals for children that are having very long-term treatment. And so it will be magicians and singing fairies and art therapy and therapy dogs who are so lovely. And sometimes the children are very poorly and the dog might just lay on their bed with them and it calms them down. And they just do such brilliant things. They also take families on theatre trips and days out because, you know, if your kid's really ill, potentially money might be a bit of an issue. And I'm sure like organising to take your family to see Frozen might not be at the top of your list. It might be organising the shopping, you know, that sort of thing. And so they do incredible stuff like that. And I'm very proud to be their patron. And the reason I know about them is because my cousin, Jodie, friend of the show, her best friend, her daughter Trixie, when she was 7 or 8, had a tumour on her pituitary gland. And thank God she's fine now. But she was in Great Ormond Street and Spread a Smile were there. And Heidi, her mum, said, it just made such a huge difference. A huge difference to her day-to-day well-being. So anyway, we started doing comedy shows. Then we did one last week at the Comedy Store. And the amazing thing is we've done 4 now. And they told me on Tuesday that those 4 comedy nights have raised 80 grand.
Wow, Suze, that's incredible.
Yeah, I was, do you know what? I rarely say, oh, I'm really proud of that, but I am.
No, you should.
It made me cry. I was so thrilled because they're such a small charity. You know, that's enormous to them. And like, listen, I rang a couple of people and said, will you do this comedy night? That's kind of it. I haven't done an awful lot. I've just hosted a gig and a couple of my friends have come and performed for me. So yeah, it's really not that, but.
People have got awards for less.
Well, I don't know about that. I don't know about awards, but it was, you know, it's very, it doesn't take an awful lot to organise a comedy show. And it is just a privilege to work with them. So thanks for mentioning them, Tom. I didn't even ask him to do that.
No, but I realised, you know, typical you.
And then you've got yours this week for St. Christopher's Hospice.
That's right.
Well, which I'm very looking forward to.
But typical of you, you very graciously brought up that one. And I, when I saw the post, I thought, oh, we didn't mention your one.
Well, that's because you're a drunk bitch.
I'm a drunk bitch. That's what I mean. Gosh. Yeah. I know.
Well, thanks for mentioning it.
But no, pleasure. A pleasure. No, comma, a pleasure.
Sure. I love it when you speak your grammar.
It's so important. Otherwise, it sounded like I was saying no pleasure.
As no in, pleasure.
There was no pleasure.
There was no pleasure.
There was no pleasure there. But it's quite a squeaky chair, I'm on. Yes, that's on Saturday, and very kindly, some comedy friends are coming to Bromley to the church.
Bromley, can't wait.
I'm very grateful to them.
Can't wait. So, any other hot goss from the Baths?
Oh, what can I tell you? Everyone was very nice. And we met Leslie Manville. That was very exciting.
Now, I would be hugely excited for that.
There you go. You see, I think that maybe Leslie Manville doesn't realise how fanned she is. Is that the expression?
I think I thought that she was going to win.
Right.
I'm a huge fan. I think she's amazing as Princess Margaret.
Yeah.
She's amazing in that series. I mean, there were things about that series I didn't like, see the ghost of Princess Diana. But I thought she was fucking great. Tell me what happened. You walked over, you said, Leslie, I'm Tom. Ms. Manville?
I said, excuse me, I'm so sorry to interrupt. And she turned around and said, how do you do? I said, lovely to meet you. We are huge fans of yours. And she said, oh, that's very kind. She was very gracious about it all. And we had a nice chat about Mom and also Mrs. Harris Goes to Paris, which is
Alfie's favourite film.
So we had a nice chat about that. And then I mentioned about how I'd listened to her Desert Island Discs and I really enjoyed that. And I think actually at that point, I'd sort of gone into too much detail and the conversation ended shortly after that. But
you went from fan to quite creepy.
Well, I hope not. But I just said, you know, I loved when you said about going to the Oscars and you left the party early.
I've listened to that Desert Island Discs. That comes as a high recommend.
It's really,
it's
good,
really
isn't
brilliant.
It?
It's really fantastic. Yeah, she's amazing.
Yeah, she's really. And one of those actors that, you know, just worked for a long time, always been great, very nice person. I thought she was very nice.
Good to hear.
Would have liked to have met Anne Reed, actually, as well.
Oh, yes.
But
did you watch that show, The Sixth Commandment?
I'm in the middle at the moment.
Oh, my God, Tom, it's so
heartbreaking.
Upsetting. It's really
heartbreaking.
Upsetting.
You know that'll be me, don't you?
No, don't say that.
Oh, that'll be me.
Don't say that.
Oh, you know,
that.
He liked a whiskey. He
don't
liked
you think
a whiskey.
Timothy Spall looks a bit like my dad?
Yes, a little bit, now you say.
Like,
it.
He could be my dad's slightly older brother.
Yeah, sort of blonde, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. A little bit
pink in the face.
I wouldn't have said that immediately, but now you've said it. Okay, yeah.
Okay, just thought I'd say it.
Yeah, I get it.
Well, I'm pleased you had such a nice time. Well done, you. Thrilled to hear about Leslie, Jeff, and indeed Michelle.
Well, lovely. You know, so many lovely people. No one was unpleasant.
Now, Tom, I want to tell you a story. Now, I also told this story on Big Kick Energy, so I'm sorry for anyone that listens to both, but I need to get your reaction, Thomas.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so I had a little barbecue on Saturday when the sun was shining. Sure.
Great.
Invited the neighbours round, didn't we?
Oh, lovely.
And we were making a Pimm's. Mm. And our friend Tay and her mum and a couple of others. Anyway, so we were making a Pimm's. We thought we had the fruit. Lovely. Then we thought, let's go and get some mint from the garden.
Oh, no.
So Alice went to the garden. Mm. She went, is this mint? And I said, I'm not sure. And then we all had a sniff of it and we thought it smelled quite minty. Then someone said, I think it's spearmint. Great. Mm. So in it went, straight in to the Pimm's.
Mm.
The next day, or on the Monday, our gardener came around, Nick. He does a little bit. Comes around, just helps us out a little. Yeah. Every six weeks. Shout out to Nick. I don't think he listens. And we said, oh, we use some of the spearmint in our pims. And he said, that's not spearmint. That's catnip.
Oh, my God. What are there side effects to that?
Well, I've got whiskers, but I had those before. I think it just happens to women of my age.
Suze, but I mean, was it poisonous in any way?
No, I think
you went ill.
Like a small amount is fine. I think I might do material about it because the thing is that we had our neighbours round and I was, you know,
we need
to
friendly.
Impress them. No, but I like the idea. I like the idea of living in a community.
You know? Yes, of course. It's nice to get on with your neighbours
100%. Of course. And,
Suze.
Anyway.
Oh, bless you.
I know, right? And then we were like, oh, fuck. And we were sort of waiting for the phone to ring for someone to go, I'm very ill from your barbecue. Currently, though, no. And it's Tuesday. I feel like it would have come through by now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You'd know about it by now.
You'd know about it by now. If you were shitting through the eye of a needle.
What have we looked?
Classy, and I.
Yeah, very classy. I mean, doesn't it make them sleepy?
No, it sort of makes them...
Oh, jaunty.
My mum would say skiss. Now, I don't know where this word comes from, but skissing around like...
Oh, that's a good word.
And like the dog can have a skiss as well. Oh, you know like when they just get out of the bath and you dry them and then they run around.
Oh, they run around and try and dry themselves.
My mum would say they're skissing.
Oh, that's a nice word. It feels very onomatopoeic, doesn't it?
Well, I think it's because mum goes...
And
it's just sort of become... He's having a skiss. Anyway, I've not done any skissing.
Sure,
that's what I was worried about.
Sure.
I was worried I was going to run all the way upstairs, all the way downstairs, all the way up again.
But I bet that barbecue was absolutely popping off, wasn't it?
Oh, everyone.
Do you remember any of it?
No, I was smashed.
Quite dancey at the end, I imagine, yeah.
Yeah, really dancey. Yeah.
How many of you were sitting down?
We were all sitting on each other's lap, which now in retrospect feels weird.
It does feel weird, but you know, at the time it felt like the right thing to do.
Yeah, it felt very normal at the time.
Yeah.
There were six of us.
Oh, that's nice. Eight.
Seven. I mean, it doesn't matter.
It sounds like you might have been seeing a bit of a blurry image anyway.
Yeah, weird. My neighbours have got twins. I didn't know.
I didn't know you had twins.
Don't share a plate, please.
Where have all these people come from? Oh, wow. That's great. What fun. Something to talk about, isn't it?
Something to talk about. You've got to fill your days, haven't you?
Haven't you? And I do fine with PIMS. I quite like it. But then what is it?
Trouble is with PIMS is that you drink it like juice.
Yeah, because it's like juice, because it's got like fruit and stuff in it.
I don't know that I've ever been drunk on it.
No, I don't think I've ever been drunk on it. People are like, at PIMS, we went wild.
No, maybe they're putting catnip in it.
Yeah, maybe if you put the catnip, that's when the party starts.
That's when the party starts.
Yes.
Minted catnip.
I love it.
Anyway, I've been eating some Dreamies since then, but I feel fine.
Oh, that's fine. Oh, that's fine, isn't it? I had one of those Trip Waters.
Oh, they have CBD in?
Yeah.
How's it going?
Well, how did you fare? Yeah. Felt fine. Relaxed, but I don't know if that's just...
I've started on those mushroom gummies, the legal ones.
Wow. Shiitake?
No, button. And they followed me around the internet. They were everywhere because I Googled them once. And then I thought I'd try them. And actually, I've got to say, I don't know whether... It's hard to say, isn't it, how much of that sort of thing is... What's it called? Psychosomatic. Yeah. Anakin Zane. Come play my game.
Sorry, have you taken some more catnip?
I've had some more catnip, yeah. And, but I've been taking it for a week, one in the morning, one in the evening. And actually, I think my anxiety's reduced.
Okay, well, that's brilliant. If it's working.
We'll take it, won't we? We'll take it.
Yeah, people always say that. If it's psychosomatic, it doesn't matter.
It's doing the thing.
Doing the thing.
Who was it that did the thing last year?
Angela Bassett,
of course, did the thing.
I think she's still doing that thing, isn't she?
Oh, good for her.
If I did a thing, I wouldn't stop.
If I did a thing that people were singing about.
I love that moment so much.
Yeah, it was great.
It was brilliant.
Also, it was really like gay culture.
It was very gay culture.
I would say 90% of gay people in the English speaking world.
Yeah.
Angela Bassett did the thing.
Yeah.
They'd know exactly what you were talking about.
Oh, I think so. And probably beyond. It was great.
Yeah. Yeah. Good for her.
Yeah. Talk about iconic. Yeah.
Talk about iconic. That's the title of your next book.
There you go. And you can hear the grandfather clock chiming, maybe. Can you hear it?
I can hear it.
Mm-hmm. You can tell what time we're recording this, everyone. But that means, Susie, you have to go because you've got pilots.
I've got pilots, yeah.
Well, that's good. How's your back at the moment? We haven't had an update on that.
Do you know what? It's much better, and I think the pilots is happening. Pilots reformer.
Oh, reformed pilots.
Reformed pilots. That. They're pilots that used to be really hard work, but now they've got better.
Now they've got better.
They've really got their shit together.
Much better, yeah. Oh, that's great.
But yes, no, listen, if we don't see you through the window, we'll see you through the week.
You bet, you bet.
Do get in touch.
You just go well. Do get in touch, everyone. Remember the email.
I love you, Tom.
Love you too, hon. And don't worry. I mean, I know it's easier said than done, but you're doing great.
You're doing great.
We're all doing
great. You're
doing great. Everybody out there is doing great.
We're just doing our best.
Getting through the day. You're doing the best you can.
That's all you can ask for.
That's all you can ask for. All you can ask for.
Right. If I don't see you through the window, where will I see you?
I'll see you in a jar. Oh, no, that's a door.
Oh, anyway. No, I will actually see you IRL this week.
Yeah, on Saturday, because you're coming to do the gig.
I'll see you in Bromley.
I'll see you in Bromley. Thank you so much for coming to do that as well.
Oh, it's my absolute pleasure.
It's really appreciated.
Okay, well, I'll see you next week, shall I?
I'll see you next week for sure, hon.
Okay,
everyone.
Bye.
All right, bye for now. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.
How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio.